Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Peizayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Peizayin Amud Aleph, four lines in the bottom, by the words Rav Havilei Milsa. So says the Gemara, Rav Havilei Milsa Bahadi Ahu Tabocha. That one time Rav, he had some business to take care of with a certain butcher. A certain butcher wronged him. He wronged Rav, and he needed to ask Rav for Mechila. So says the Gemara, also Lekame B'mali Yoyma De Kippurit. Even though the butcher technically needed to ask Rav for Mechila, Lemaisa, he didn't come to Rav. He didn't go in front of Rav in Erev Yom Kippur. So Amar Ihu, so Rav said to himself, he said, Ezel Ano Lefusile, I'm going to go and I'm going to appease him. I'll go ask him for Mechila. The way the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim explains is that Rav understood from the fact that the person, that the butcher, didn't come to him, it must be, Rav was down him, lekav schos, it must be he feels that I wronged him. That's the way Rav viewed the situation. So from the fact that the butcher is not coming to me, it must be he feels like I did something wrong to him. So Rav, in his anivus, he said, let me go to him, I'll go ask him for mechila. Clearly he thinks that I did something wrong to him. Reminds me of a story I once heard about Rav Arye Levine. I believe it went something like along the lines that he was once walking down the street and someone made a not nice remark or maybe pushed him. So he went running after. So Rav Arye Levine went running after the person. He said, "Please, Rav Yid, please, can you please be meichel me?" So he looked at him very strangely. Asked, "Meichel you? What are you talking about?" He said, "I assume you felt like maybe I looked at you and you felt like I looked at you and I did something wrong to you, that you did something wrong to me. It has to be. It must be that I did something wrong to you. So please be meichel me." So that's what happened over here. Rav, he saw that the butcher wasn't coming to him. He said, "It must be the butcher thinks that I did something wrong to him," and therefore Rav went to go ask the butcher for mechila. So says the Gemara, Pagabe Rav Huna, on Rav's way to the butcher, he bumped into Rav Huna. So Amar Leila, Hechi Kaz Lomar, he said to Rav, you know, Erev Yom Kippur, or whatever it was, Luchar, you should be in the base medrash, what's the pshat, you're out on the street? So Amar Leila, so he said to Rav Huna, he said, Lefuse Lepanya Amar, Lepanya, he said, I'm going to appease so-and-so, the butcher. Amar, Azul Abu Lemikdal Nafsha. So Rav Huna commented to Rav, he said, you're not going to appease the butcher, you're going to kill him. Because if you go to him, even though really he's the one who wronged you, so Kadosh Baruch was going to make it and he's going to die. Meaning Rav Huna didn't look at it the way Rav looked at it. Rav was looking at it, he was down the butcher, Lekav Shchus, and his anivus, and he was saying, it must be I did something wrong to the butcher. Rav Huna is saying, I know the butcher, you did nothing wrong to him, he wronged you, and therefore by you going to him, you're going to cause bad things to happen to him. But Lemaisa Rav, and his anivus, he didn't view it like that. So Azul Vekami Lave, so he went, Rav went, and he stood by the butcher. Have a Yosef the Kapali Resha, and the butcher was in the middle of sitting over there breaking the bones of an animal head. So Dali Einavichazi, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the Rav was standing there. So Amar Lei, so this butcher said to Rav, Abbat, you're Rav. His name was Abba. He said, you're Abba, you're Rav. Zil, go away. Lesli Milsa Bahadach, Bahadach. I have nothing to do with you. I don't owe you any apologies. I don't know what you're standing here for. What happened was is Bahadi the Kapali Rasha, as this butcher was in the middle of breaking these bones, so Ishtamid Garmu Machi Bekoye Vikadle. So one of the bones jotted out and it hit the butcher and it killed him. Says the Gemara, another story about Mechila, Rav have a Pasuk Sidra Kameh de Rebbe. Rav was one time teaching some Torah in front of Rebbe. So what happened was his ayel in Asa Rebbe Chia, while he was in the middle of teaching, while he was in the middle of saying over the Pesukim or whatever he was reading, whatever he was learning, so Rav Chia came in the middle of the shir. So Hadar L'Reisha, so Rav went back to the beginning, Rav Chia came in, so he went back to the beginning. Ayel Bar Kapara, he started again, and Bar Kapara came in. So Hadal Reisha, again, Rav started again from the beginning. Also Reb Shimon Berebi came in. Hadal Reisha, again, Rav went back to the beginning. Also Reb Chanina Bar Chama came, and Amar, and Rav commented, that Kuli Hai Neder Venezel, I'm going to keep going back so many times. So Lei Hadar. So finally Rav said, that's it, I'm putting my foot down now, I'm not going back to the beginning. But Lamaisa Ikbar Reb Chanina was insulted. For everyone else, he went back to the beginning. I come in, you don't you don't go back to the beginning. So Rabbi Chanina was insulted. So Azal Rav Legabet Chleser Maliyayim to Kippuri. For the next 13 years, 13 Erev Yom Kippurs, Rav went to Rabbi Chanina to ask him for Mechila, V'loye Payas, and Rabbi Chanina Lamaisa was not Meichelim. He didn't give him, he was a Meichelim. Says the Gemara, V'hechi Yavid Hachi, how was Rav able to do this, go 13 times to Rabbi Chanina on Erev Yom Kippur to ask him for Mechila? V'hama Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina Kula Mevakish Matu Mechaviri, anybody who asks Mechila from his friend, Ayavakish Bimenu Yaisi Mishalish Pamim, you don't do it more than 3 times. So says the Gemara, Rav Shani, that doesn't mean that you're only allowed to do 3 times. It means you're only chayiv to go 3 times to ask for mechila. But Rav was machmir on himself that he went more than 3 times, even though in a chanami he wasn't mechayiv to. But midas chasidus, he went even more than 3 times. And when it says 3 times, it doesn't mean that there's a maximum shear. It just means that that's the minimum shear is 3 times. But Rav was machmir on himself, and therefore he went even more than 3 times. Says the Gemara now, perhaps the more obvious kasha is Rabbi Chanina heichi avid hachi. How did Rabbi Chanina do this? How was he able to not be Meichel Rav? V'ha'amar Rava, kol amav ramidaisav, mavirin layal koli pishav. That it's good for a person to be relaxed and to be Meichel, not to hold a grudge. A person who doesn't hold a grudge and he's Meichel people, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Meichel him. So how could Rabbi Chanina not stick to this Eitza of Rava? So says the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Chanina was mamish, he wasn't Meichel Rav, was because he had a certain dream. He saw a dream. L'Rav is a kvuhu bedikla. He had a dream and he saw Rav in the dream that he was hanging from a palm tree. So what's the significance of that? Is that v'gemiri, and we have a tradition, we have a mesayro, the code is a kvuhu bedikla reisha have. That a person who's hanging from a palm tree in a dream, it means he's going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. So why did that bother Rabbi Chanina? Because Rabbi Chanina, at this time, Rav was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Chanina was a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanina said to himself, Shema mino, boi lemever, Rosh Husso. So therefore he was nervous that if Rav stays in town, so therefore something's gonna have to happen to him in order for Rav to become the Rosh Hashiva. So he didn't want something to happen to him, so he figured he won't be Meichel Rav. And Rav, knowing Rav, if he sees that he can't get a mechila from Rabbi Chanina, so he's not going to want to be around him, and he's not going to want to be around me, Rabbi Chanina said to himself, and Rav's going to go to Bavel, and over there in Bavel, he'll become the Rosh Hashiva, then I'll be Meichel, and perhaps also, but this way Rav will go to Bavel, and that's where it will be Mekuyim, this dream that he had about him, that he was going to become Rosh Hashiva, that will be Niskayim in Bavel. So that's why Rabbi Chanina was not Meichel him in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Mitzvah Vidui Erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha. It's not new halacha that the Mitzvah Vidui, so there's a Mitzvah to say Vidui and Erev Yom Kippur with nightfall. So the Rashi explains, it means during the Zman of Tesefes Yom Kippurim, which many people have the minhag to say, by Tefillah Zakah, to say Vidui, or Sfaradim say Lecha Keli, so there also, there's Vidui in there, to say Vidui on Yom Kippur night, but during the Zman of Tesefes Yom Kippurim. Still, a person should say vidui also before the siddah mafsekes, before he eats and drinks, because shemati tariv daita basuda. The girsa that we have is because shemati tariv daita basuda. Maybe a person is going to lose his mind during the suda. Rashi explains he used to drink wine during the suda, so maybe a person is going to get drunk. Interesting thing to happen on Erev Yom Kippur, siddah mafsekes, but I guess that's what they drink. They drink wine, so there's a chashash that maybe a person is going to get drunk during the Suda Mafsekes and he won't say Vidui at night. So therefore, Chazal instituted that a person should say Vidui beforehand by Mincha, which is like we do. We daven an early Mincha, we have Vidui in the Mincha, and then afterwards there's a Suda Mafsekes. And this way, even if a person gets drunk during the Suda and he doesn't say Vidui later, so at least he said Vidui beforehand. The Rambam perhaps is the more known Pshat. The Rambam seemingly had a different gears in our Gemara, that Shemi Yeredavar Takala, or Kelkala, that the Chashash is that maybe a person is going to choke during the Suda Mafsekas. And because a person might choke and not live to Yom Kippur, so therefore they instituted that a person should say Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur before the Suda Mafsekas. And now says the Brisa, Va'afa Pishes Vada Kaidim Shiacha Vashasa, even though a person now says Vida before he eats and drinks, you'll think that, okay, fine, now he doesn't need to say it again that night. No, it's not true. Misvada La'acha Shiacha Vishta. He has to say Vida again after he eats and drinks. Shema Eira Dava Kalkala Basuda, because maybe he did some sort of chet during the Suda. Va'afa Pishes Vada Arvis is Vada Shachars, and even after a person says Vida at night, he says vidui again in the morning by shachars. Shachars is vada b'mosav, b'mosav is vada b'mincha, b'mincha is vada b'nila. Even though you said it already, shachars you say it again by mincha you say it again by mosav you say it again by mincha and by neila. You keep saying vidui again by each and every tefillah. V'heichan oimrei, where during the tefillah do you say the vidui? So yachid achar tefillasai. So says the Gemara, a yachid says it after the ending of Ishmael Esrei. He says yu l'ratzad imrei fi fe'egen l'il f'necha Hashem tzuri v'gayali, and then he says the vidui. V'shliach tzibur oimrei be'emtza. But the shatz, he says it in the middle of Chazaras. The shatz, like we said. Now my Omar, what's the nusach of the vidui? So Omar Rav says, a person says, ata yodea razi oilam, like many have in the nusach of the vidui, that this nusach that begins with ata yodea razi oilam.
Ushmuel Omar mimaki alev, a nusach which starts with those words, v'levi Omar ubeseirascha kasav leimar, referring to b'yoy mazei yichaper aleichem, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ribbon Ha'olamim, a nusach which starts Ribbon Ha'olamim Kilo Yatzit Kaseinu v'chulu. Rav Yehuda Amar Ki Avaneseinu Rabu Milimnois, we have too many averos v'chataseinu Otzmim Misaper, we can't even count them. Rav Hamnuna Amar, he says the following nusach, that a person says Alokai Achshel Netzarti Nichedai, I wasn't even worth being created. Achshel Netzarti Kilo Netzarti, even now that I was created, I haven't fulfilled my potential. Afrani Bechayai Kavachomrim Misasi, I'm like offer my life, all the more so in my death. I'm like a kli that's filled with I'm all embarrassed. Yiratzum afanecha shlo echta umashachatasi marut berachamecha avoloyade yisurin, and it should be I shouldn't sin, and that which I already did sin, so Hashem you should erase the avera and without any yisurin. V'hainu viduya d'rava kule shata, that was the viduya of Rava that he would say all year round. U'drav hamnun azuta b'yom etikipuri, and that was the nusach of the viduya of Rav Hamnun azuta specific for Yom Kippur. Amar mar zutra le'amara, and all these different nuschais were only said el deloy amar aval anachnu chatanu. It's only for a person who doesn't say the nusach of aval anachnu chatanu. Aval amar aval anachnu chatanu. But once a person says this nusach of aval anachnu chatanu, so then suay tzarach, a person doesn't need to say anything more than that. Amar barham dure have a keimna kamid Shmuel. One time I was standing in front of Shmuel. V'have a yosef, Shmuel was sitting. I guess it was hard for him. It was difficult for him to stand. V'chimat the shlicha de tzibura va'amar aval anachnu chatanu. So then kamekam. But when the Shliach Tzibur got to the portion of Aval Anachnu Chatanu, so then he would get up, because it's a din to stand up by Vidui, so he would dafka stand up by this Nosach, because that's the Iker Vidui, is saying Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Amar Sabaram Dure said, Shmamino Iker Vidui Haihu. You see that the Iker Vidui is this Nosach of Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Says the Gemara now, Tzadan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Sechas Tainis, it says, B'shloisha Prakim, B'shana, there's three times of the year, that Kehanim Naisin Eskapeim Arba Pamim Bayoim. That the Kehanim, that they duchen four times during that day. Three times, three different day, times of the year, where Kehanim duchen four times a day. And that is, and which four times of the day do they duchen? B'shachris, B'musaf, B'mincho, B'nila Sha'arim. During there's four tefillahs of Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ila. The Eluhein, and these are the three times of the year that the Kehanim do such a thing. The Eluhein and Shleisha Prakim, these are the three times. Betanios, when they would fast for a lack of rain. Ubema Modois, which we'll learn in Mesechas Tainis, was groups of people in the cities that they would fast, and they would say their different tefillahs on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So when they would fast, they would have Ne'ila, and they would have Brechas Kayanim by Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. Ubema Kippur, Kippur also, Midochan, by all the different tefillahs. Says the Gemara now, Mai Ne'ila Sha'arim. What does it mean, Ne'ila Sha'arim? So, Machlekes, Rav Amar Tzilusa Yisersa. It's an extra tefillah. It's an extra Shemana Esrei that we say. Ushmul Amar Ma'anu Machayenu. It's just an added nusach that we say, Ma'anu Machayenu. So, says the Gemara now, we have a riot to Rav that's a new tefillah.
Vesve, we have a braisa which says, Ar Yom Kippurim, Mispal Shavu, Misvade, Leil Yom Kippur, by Mayriv, Leil Yom Kippur, so a person, he davens a full Shemin Esrei, seven brachas Shemin Esrei, and he says, Vidui, B'Shacharis, Mispal Shavu, Misvade, again by Shacharis, you daven a seven brachas Shemin Esrei, and you say, Vidui, B'Musav Mispal Shavu, Misvade, B'Mincha Mispal Shavu, Misvade, B'Ni'ila Mispal Shavu, Misvade. So it says straight out, by Ni'ila, you daven, it's a new Shemin Esrei, it's a new seven brachas Shemin Esrei, so you see, it's a riot to Rav. So now skip to the beginning of the next line. V'chayisim b'vidoi divrei Rabbi Meir. And you end off the bracha, you conclude it with a certain nusach, which mentions the vidoi, that's Rabbi Meir shita. V'chachamim aymerim mispaul shava v'imratzal achtem b'vidoi chayisim. It's only if you want to end with that nusach of the chasima of the end of the bracha, so then you end off like that. But the point is that everybody holds that ni'ilah is its own shemana esrei, so it's a tiyufta de shmuel, tiyufta. So this is a refutation of the shita of shmuel, that it's just manu machayenu. You see from here that it's its own shemana esrei. Says the Gemara, Ula bar Rav Nachas Kamei de Rava. He one time went in front. He was the Chazan in front of Rava, and Pasach ba'ata b'chartanu v'sayin b'maonu machayenu. So he added a new Shemana Esrei for Nila, but also during the Shemana Esrei he added in this nusach of maonu machayenu. And so by doing so, he was yotzei Rav and Shmuel v'shabche, and Rava was mishabeichim that he had this hamtzah to be yotzei both shitas, to be yotzei like Rav and like Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan Amar, V'yachad Aymer Acher Tfilasai. That a Yachad, meaning even though this is what Ula did when he was the Shliach Tzibur, a Yachad wants to add in Manu Machayenu, so that he has to do after Shemin Esrei, after he finishes Ni'ilah, so then he adds in Manu Machayenu in order to be Yaitzeh like Rav and like Shmuel.